What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with David in Boston. And David, you had something else to share with us.
Yeah, Mike, I was just going to say, now, another person I think that was dealt unfairly yesterday was me. And I love Tommy Gun Tom. I never call him AK-47. I don't know where he came up with that one. But I can hear, you know, if I give it out, I have to be able to take it. So, you know, depth charge, Dave. I'm comfortable with that because I have a lot of depth and I'm always charged up. So I always have a lot, Mark. But I felt Tom was really unfair to me, Mike, in the sense he started saying all these things I never talk about. Well, I don't talk about these liberal politicians up there like the fake Indian there, Elizabeth Warren and all these booming for, I don't, because they're beneath my contempt. I don't talk about that scum. That's, and then the thing about saying, why doesn't he ever talk about the COVID-19 coming from China? Mike, to make sure that people don't forget that it came from China, I started calling it the Fu Man Flu, and I gave even Dr. Fauci his Chinese name, Dr. Fauci Chi. I mean, I don't know if Tom's a great talker, but I don't think he's the best listener. Nobody's kept the monkey on China's back more than me. That's why I say the Fu Man Flu and Dr. Fauci Chi and everything. And Donald Trump isn't my idol, and Tom's just going to have to live with that. I don't condemn him because he's a big supporter of Donald Trump. And then he said some other, just so unfair to me and everything, mischaracterizing me and everything, you know. But I still really like Tom a lot and everything. And the last thing maybe, Michael, I'll say is, Mike, you don't have to be a Bible thumper to believe that pride cometh before. To believe that pride cometh before the fall, just because that's in the Bible. You don't have to be a Bible thumper to believe that. But here's my prediction, Mike. I think Trump's going to lose the election. That's what I'm going on record as.
I fear you may be correct. And again, it's not that he's losing the election; it's being stolen from him.
Right. So I agree with that, Mike. But in any case, he's. All his pride and all this, everything's great, and he's great, and he's going to make America great. It's overweening pride. And now, however he loses the election, I predict he's going to lose it. I agree with you, though. It'll be because of voter fraud and everything. But I think he's a one-termer, you know. And then he's going to have to go out to his private golf course, and he's going to have to suck golf balls. Or I'll give him another choice. He can go out to one of his private kosher casinos, and he can go out there and he can play solitaire all by himself. So he can either suck golf balls, or he can play solitaire all by himself. But I don't think he's going to occupy the White House for four more years. Now I know I've gotten Tom's rancor up now. So has Tom called in yet today?
No, not yet. But I'm expecting him to momentarily.
Okay, I've sung to Tom's wind. Now I'm ready to reap the whirlwind. So thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you've got it there. Thank you for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I had an idea since the Powellies positive, Mike Lee, he's on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he's also on a subcommittee that's what these hospitals are doing, and nursing homes too, they think it's a private nursing home. No, it's all over the country, okay? They got trusts, and they all have to do what headquarters tells them. Place can control every nursing home around, and one hospital can control every hospital around, and they know you. They keep you on record, and you know, it's getting ridiculous. So, I mean, 4 or 5 against one, how can you win? I mean, you know, they say that people are so scared of corona that, well, it was in my water bill, that when the ambulance has come, people are dead already because they're too scared to get go down to the hospital. They're too scared.
Pat, are you there? Oh, there you are. Okay.
I'm afraid to go to the hospital because they're the ones that kill you. I'm not afraid of the ambulance.
Okay.
So I think that those hospitals should not be allowed to own everything around just because it had a slow turn there. And then you see what they're doing? You know?
Yes.
Telling people, you know, saying that people had corona. You know what? One of them did. The person went in for something wrong with his arm. They didn't check any of that. And then they send a letter thanking you for bringing, for your family member coming there for the care, in-time care, you die in care. They're lying about everything. It's incredible. And then you're supposed to sign your name, that you're thanking them for taking you for your, it's not hospice, but I forgot what they call it, some other word, palliative care. Watch out for that word. If you sign that, you send it back and you said, well, thank you. Well, you don't know what palliative care was. Well, they said you came in here to die. You didn't come there to die. You thought you'd go right back home. Come on. So I think we need to get the antitrust laws against these dudes. Everybody should write a letter to Mike Lee and anybody they can, when they find out who's on that subcommittee, to tell them, you got to stop this crap. You got to stop it. Okay? That's all I'd say. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, Pat. We're going to let you go now, and we're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Hello, James, Ohio Gazimus. What's on your mind?
First of all, I like your Elvis Presley sideburns, Michael. They look very good on you.
Thank you.
Shaved your mustache and your beard and dyed your hair black, you'd look just like the king.
Thank you, I think.
I want to, Dave in Boston, it seems kind of pretty anti-Semitic, saying Trump is only a 4-year guy and should be playing with his golf balls for the next 4 years. A lot of stuff is coming out right now that Trump is winning all of the switch states. It's going to be a landslide, or if it's not a landslide, at least it's going to be over maybe 40 points from what the Dems do. But the whole anti-Semitic stuff, Trump is best friends with a Jewish guy I know, and his wife is best friends with my Jewish friend's wife. And I actually want to go to Florida pretty soon within the next 2 months, and this guy is going to let me stay in his gym because I'll have to quarantine for 2 months.
Yeah.
I just don't see, like, how people even can say this kind of stuff. And in addition, I mean, Trump's own daughter is married to an Orthodox Jew. So I think it's Dave Boston and him talking this anti-Semitic stuff, and you know, it's kind of sick. And I think he's a sick guy, and you know, and the other half of the time he's just talking about religion. Number two, COVID. I think it's great that Trump got through COVID in like, you know, 3 days, and he has no symptoms. I actually had bronchitis, and I thought it was COVID, and I did a COVID test. And because both my kids are celebrities here, and I don't want to hurt their job and have to isolate.
Yeah.
And, but they also have COVID tests. And I did the COVID test, and I didn't have it, thank God. But I had bronchitis. I got over it in 2 days after the medication, so that was good. So when you talk about vaccination, I mean, why would you want to do a vaccination if you can get over something that only kills like 99.97% of people, who are younger than you and me, unfortunately. But I just don't see, you know, the whole big deal. I just think it's like a way to control people.
Well, it's certainly being exploited for that, and a lot of people have equated the wearing of face masks with the Mideast habit of having women wear veils as a way of sort of depersonalizing them and kind of attacking their identity. And certainly it's sort of having that effect here in the United States. And, you know, everybody, when any crisis comes along, everybody exploits it for their own political agenda. And coronavirus has been politicked, unfortunately not to death because it's still out there. But everybody with an agenda is out there trying to use it. I mean, even the global warming people are saying that COVID-19 came into existence because of human-caused global warming. I mean, that's how ridiculous it gets out there.
It does get ridiculous, except I have to disagree with you about wearing the veils. I mean, in Las Vegas now, one of the most depressed cities in the world, all of the women in the brothels have to wear veils now, and as a result of that, there's a positive thing coming out with it. It's the next time I go to Vegas, I don't have to pay for the top shelf women in the brothels anymore because they're all covered with masks, and I don't know how they look like. But anyway,
okay.
The D class with the unredacted stuff. I've been quite disappointed with Dustin and how he always bashes Trump, and then he gets on your show and he says, "I'm not bashing Trump. I'm just," after he bashes Trump for like 10 minutes. But I just want to learn what's in his mind. He's always bashing Trump each and every time that he gets on the air. But
yes,
as far as the unredacted stuff, personally, like me, like everybody else, we've all been waiting to see people go down, to drain the swamp. And I always promise myself personally, if this does not happen, I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm just going to abstain from voting, you know, period.
Yeah.
But at least
I'm sure somebody will vote on your behalf in that case. You know,
well, probably, you know, alive or dead. But at least I can see some kind of hope right now because Trump seems very kind of, like, very angry during his major speeches. He's like, "Watch what happens now," and he's yelling it, and he's like, he's quite angry. And I think there might be a glimmer of hope because he's going to do some kind of October surprise, and he's really digging into Joe, not just because he's going to dig into Joe because of this, because of the unredacted stuff, and to show how he was involved in a coup. He's going to get into Hunter again. He's going to make Joe go crazy. And I think he's going to keep over-talking him to prevent all of the, you know, the stuff on the wire going into his ear. And what I think is, I have a feeling that during the next debate, something wild is going to happen. And this is my opinion. And I said it first. And he's going to say, "Hey, Joe, what's in your sleeve? Open your coat. What's that wire sticking out?" And he says that, I mean, the whole thing is over.
Well, I think because of the embarrassments on the first debate that whatever Joe had that had the wire sticking out of his jacket, they'll have it tucked in out of sight. I know they refused to have any kind of examinations for listening aids or radio things. As far as what was on his wrist, it could be a wrist rosary and could therefore be quite innocuous. But we should focus on that very obvious wire that slipped out from under his jacket during the first debate.
Mike, that thing on his wrist, it was either a microphone or it was one of those Spider-Man things that shoot out the spider web.
Well, that would be something to see, Joe Biden slinging across the stage there on his web.
Anyway, hey, that's all I have to say, brother, and I hope you and that lovely harp angel playing angel are doing well, and you take care, Mike. Great talking to you tonight. Hey, Mike, I got to say one thing. A lot of people give you a lot of credit, but they never give the boy in the control room, Mike. He's a really nice guy, and you know he's very
yes,
friendly.
He is.
And I think a lot of people should give the control room Mike guy a lot of credit for you know.
Well, that's why I make the point of naming who's in the control room for every show. You know, that's why I make a point of mentioning their name at the start of every show. Whoever's in the control room, to give them a little bit of credit and a little bit of attention, which they definitely do deserve.
That's nice of you. Hey, you have a good night, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Joe in Nome. And Joe, before we even get started, thank you very much for that micro SD card. I downloaded it onto my machine and started looking at a lot of the files earlier today. So what's on your mind?
You remember the movie Iron Sky?
Yes.
Well, it's really getting bizarre now. There's a YouTube channel called Alaska Landmine. They had Senator Dan Sullivan on there and Representative Don Young. And this really bizarre video of Sarah Palin.
Yes.
The protagonist in Iron Sky. Yeah, you thought the movie was strange. Everybody ought to go check out what Sarah Palin's chewing out Lisa Murkowski for not supporting the Supreme Court nomination. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, Alaska politics has always been nuts. Mike Gravel's my hero. He's the one that kept me from getting in the Vietnam War.
But, we had him on the show years ago.
So what did you think of the flash video of the World Trade Center 7?
I think I've seen that one before, and it does look to be a mirror image of the one shot from the front of the building after the penthouse collapsed. So I think some of the flashes we see in the windows have been added in. I have to be very honest that I think that it was put out there to try and trip people up.
Well, then why was it removed? Well, whatever.
Okay.
I certainly think that the reason why the penthouse is on the right rather than the left is because it's from the other side of the building. It only makes all the sense in the world, but that's just my opinion. If you want to see something really freaky, go check out Sarah Palin. Have a nice day.
I definitely will. I mean, she was another joke. Unfortunately, we're seeing more and more joke politicians. I mean, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the former bartender turned congressional representative. I mean, it's just like, is this the best that we can do?
I know. Yeah, well, I was a long time John McCain basher. But, you know,
yes.
I'm a, you know, equal opportunity basher. I'll bash both sides. I'd never support any of them. I'm independent.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're coming up here on another commercial break, so I'm going to hold the next phone call until after we get back from that commercial break. And in the meantime, getting on back to some news here, apparently there's the beginning of a backlash against all of this transgender agenda that is being pushed on very young ages. And apparently there's a lawsuit against the Tavistock and Portman NIH Foundation Trust, which runs NIH England's only gender identity clinic for children. And it's a lawsuit saying that we shouldn't be doing this to kids under the age of 18. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call after this break.
There are thousands Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show where Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take a red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing here, Mike? I turned you on late today, so I don't know if you covered this already. About the Joint Chiefs, they all tested positive for AIDS. I mean, not AIDS, for coronavirus.
I heard they were all in self-imposed quarantine. I didn't realize they'd all tested positive. That's serious stuff.
Yeah. I'm wondering what's going on, Mike. I tell you, I'm very, very suspicious of this whole thing. I don't even know if Trump really came down with this thing or not. I don't know what the deal is. But I don't trust any of these people. I'm wondering whether this might be a prelude for some kind of a war, maybe a sneak attack on China and Russia. Okay, where anything's possible for these madmen. If I was leaders of Russia and China, I would be in extreme alert right now. You know, I'd say, "Wow, what are these guys up to?" Maybe because this is a prelude to war. And that reminds me. I just posted another YouTube video.
Yeah.
Let's make the Terminator fiction. Let's keep the Terminator fiction. I sent you a copy, by the way, to your phone number. Also.
Okay.
And about this, because you know. How our reliance on robots basically could actually either ignite a third world war, or actually the robot is over, or anything else. And that when you see a lot of these movies, like Terminators and the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which I'm watching right now, which is, you know, Sarah Connor, of course, is the mother of John Connor. John Connor, this is a teenager, and they're trying to avoid, they're trying to destroy the Skynet, you know?
Yes.
You know what's happening. And when we look at it, it looks to me that this is where we're headed. And, you know, the I'm wondering whether these the Hollywood are part of the global elite, most of these Hollywood producers, they're either trying to give us a warning, they know something, and or the Illuminati has a or a New World, or whatever you want to call them, have a ritual to say, before they're going to do something, they're going to tell you about it. They hear, this is what we're going to do to you. And they have a way of putting it in movies like Terminator and iRobot and The Matrix and a number of other movies these days. And I'm wondering whether this is what...
Well, Matrix is actually a metaphor for the current world, not a future world. And I think that was the secret of the success of the franchise.
Yeah, but it's basically, it also comes to the same thing, where machines have basically taken over for humans. And this is so dangerous, Mike, with AI, and that's what this whole thing, you watch the Sarah Chronicles. This was made, by the way, 2008, 2009.
Yes.
Just before the invention of the iPhone. When the iPhone came out, about 2011?
I don't actually remember. I remember when they first came out, I got one, and I've been with iPhones ever since.
But I'll tell you what I don't do, Mike. I don't take my phone into any stores with me anymore, okay? I keep them in a car. I keep them in a secure case, or I turn it off completely. Because I don't want to be tracked. I don't want to be traced. I don't want to be contacted, and I don't want to be tested. I don't trust these tests. I don't know what they're doing with them. I don't trust any of these people. I do know somebody. I told you last week that I have friends of mine who have caught coronavirus in Texas, prison I used to work in, and they're for the most part recovering. Okay. Matter of fact,
good.
One of my friends, my best friend,
definitely
my
good
best
to hear.
Friend, my best friend's mother caught it. Now, she's 75 years old, and she had a liver transplant, so she's on those drugs that, you know, to avoid body rejecting. She's a prime candidate for death. I hate to put it like that, but she's recovering. In fact, she didn't even have it as bad as he's got it. He's had some trouble breathing, and the reason why I think that there is really now coronavirus, there isn't a total fake, is because it seems like you tend to lose your taste and your smell. I talked to somebody else who had it in March. A guy here in North Carolina, he had it in March. Got over it. Him and his wife both got it. They got over it in 4 days. He also said he lost a sense of taste and smell temporarily. So, like I said, this is not the end of the world type thing. Like a very, very small chance it's going to kill you.
It's been overhyped. There's no question.
Yeah. I know Dustin thinks differently, but like I said, he's the kind of guy, I think he's probably, maybe I should be doing this. We should always be, maybe we should be covering ourselves under our beds, because if the nukes start going off, okay, that's a lot worse than the coronavirus.
Except well, I don't think the face masks are going to protect you from nuclear weapons. Anyway, I'm going to have to let you go, Mark, because we're coming up on another commercial break. And thank you very much for the phone call and the update. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before I took those last few phone calls, I was starting to talk about this transgender, this pressuring of young children to change their gender. And so there's this article about this lawsuit where these two women are suing the Gender Identity Development Service, which is Britain's only NHS gender clinic specifically for children, to ban the prescription of hormone blockers to youth without a court order affirming the treatment is in their best interests. And basically, it comes down to children are easily impressed. They're easily misled. They're easily swayed. And, you know, they're being told that these hormone blockers are reversible, which is not true. But transitioning youth who take these hormone blockers have a very high likelihood of moving on to cross-sex hormones, which can cause damage like loss of fertility and sexual function and decreased bone density, which can be very, very serious. So it's, you know, lawyers are arguing that children simply don't have the knowledge and the maturity to make these kind of decisions regarding dramatic changes to their body. And I'm absolutely in agreement. If somebody who's an adult wants to go through this nonsense, that's fine. But to see that children are being pressured, you know, girls are being told you'll have a more successful life if you're a guy. And the big secret that nobody wants to talk about is how many people who've transitioned now want to go back because it just didn't work out. They don't want you to know about that. Okay. All righty. Now then, the 2020 SAT scores are in. And according to Unsilent Science quick calculations today, the Asian to white gap in the average SAT scores increased another 5 points in 2020. Damning indictment of our dumbed down educational system, Common Core, and so forth and so on. Now, we talked about this next part before, but I'm going to mention it again. And this has to do with this discovery in the atmosphere of Venus of a molecule called phosphine, which indicates potential microbial life. And was recently discovered, you know, back in September 14th, they made the announcement that phosphine might indicate microbial life. They didn't have another explanation for it. It had been detected in the clouds above Venus. And there are no known natural processes that could explain the finding of this gas. Well, it turns out that Rakesh Mogul, who's a biochemist at Cal Poly Pomona in California, and his colleagues found signatures of phosphine were detected by the Pioneer 13 probe, which reached Venus orbit in December 1978. Now, all of you remember Pioneer went out to Jupiter and Saturn, and it's, you know, it's got the plaque on it with the nude couple and, you know, this message to other planets. And they say, Venus, what's it doing in Venus? Well, it did a gravity slingshot around Venus to get out there to Jupiter and Saturn. And while it was there, it took a peek at Venus and apparently discovered the signature of phosphine. So the proof of life may have been there staring NASA in the face and they just ignored it. Kind of like the labeled release experiment on the Viking landers on Mars. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All right. Astronauts on board the International Space Station have received an 8,000-pound cargo that includes fancy meats and cheeses, along with a $23 million toilet, which is designed to be easier to use by the female crew members. And apparently they're going to keep this cargo ship as a new module, is the last part that I heard on this thing. But apparently they have gourmet foods like Genoa salami, smoked Gouda, chocolate-covered cranberries. And, you know, it's great. It's one thing when an astronaut's only going to be in space for a few days to give them that freeze-dried stuff and tang and whatnot. But when they're up there for months on end, you got to treat them right. You got to let them have some creature comforts here. Okay, SpaceX has launched the 13th batch of their Starlink satellites. They launched them yesterday following a two-week delay due to bad weather. The two-stage Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Pad 39A at the Kennedy Space Center, hauling a full stack of 60 Starlink satellites. 9 minutes later, the booster's first stage came back to Earth, landing on one of SpaceX's drone ships in the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. You hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. You're on the air.
Great. I'm going to go to NASA here at Johnson Space Center. I'm moving towards Houston now.
I'm
going to go check it out. They have a SpaceX rocket there on display.
Well, they should. I mean, that public-private partnership is working out pretty well so far.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's people like Fetzer. I mean, I don't know what his intentions are. He's really on the ball with some things, but other things like the Apollo, you know, it's all fake. Well, why would the Russians go through the trouble with the N1 space program? Have you ever looked up and looked into their program. That thing was huge. And they floated two of them off the pad and killed a lot of people.
Including the head of their own space program, Korolev, I think his name was.
Yeah, you know that story. He went out, he wanted to watch it take off, and then a bunch of engineers or whoever went out to join him, and then they got obliterated there.
They got a real close-up look at it.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, and so it's implausible, you know. And how many missions made it around or to the moon?
Like seven? All right, you mean manned or unmanned?
Manned.
Well, the manned missions were, of course, Apollo 11 through Apollo 16 minus Apollo 13.
Yeah, Apollo 13 still transfers the Van Allen radiation belt. So.
Well, actually, they exploited a gap in it. I've got sent a lot of articles about this where, you know, the Van Allen belt is not a solid, circumferential object, that there are gaps in it. Caused by the magnetic field of the Earth, and basically the Apollo spacecraft just all aimed for that. That's not to say that the Apollo astronauts were not exposed to radiation. They were certainly exposed to radiation on the surface of the moon, and a lot of them suffered health consequences because of it, but it was a choice they made to risk these health issues in order to make that trip to the moon. It's like I explained to a caller yesterday, when you travel by commercial jetliner, you're exposed to more of the radiation from space than if you stayed on the ground. But it's a risk you accept in order to get from point A to point B.
Right. And if you live in higher elevations, too, it's the same thing.
Same thing, yes.
Have you ever heard the Phelps phenomenon when there's a sunspot or some kind of a solar flare? I've been woken up a couple of times through my life. It's not like a loud gunshot goes off or something. You're startled awake. And some people report seeing like spots or something like that. And I just brushed it off as, who knows what it was. Until I read an article by, it was about a space station astronaut reported the same thing, and they attributed it to a solar flare.
Well, the interesting thing is, even with all the shielding on the space station, and even on the Apollo spacecraft, the radiation was intense enough to create spots of light in their eyes. When these high-energy particles would hit the retina, the retina would respond as if it had received a photon of light, and they would report seeing these spots of light appearing and disappearing in front of their eyes. Now, I understand that there is one module on the International Space Station that has extra heavy shielding, which is where the astronauts all go when there is a solar flare.
Okay. I'd be interested to hear a debate between you and Dr. Fetzer over the issue, but I know it'll never happen.
Well, we had Dr. Fetzer on the show at one point, but he and I have kind of parted ways over this issue of the Apollo mission. And, for all the money that was spent, and all the people who worked on it and all the engineering that was accomplished, why not go to the moon? I mean, very clearly they built the capability.
Right. And you also have this other thing that people, there's a few of them out there, and you'll find them on different forums. I think it's a coordinated effort, it's information or muddying the waters. People who say that nukes are fake.
There's a lot of, propaganda organizations dump a lot of really dumb, crazy stuff on the Internet to try and kookify it and tarnish its image as an information source. And it's funny you should be calling in regarding Apollo, because I've gotten a flood of email lately, trying to convince me that the Apollo moon landings never happened. But these people obviously forget. I actually worked on one of the missions post-mission. When the materials came back from the moon, I got to work on those. And there would have been no point in my actually having that job if it had all been fake.
Yeah, no bucks Rogers. Remember that line?
Yes.
The right stuff? Yeah, so I wouldn't put it past them to have some PR images of ground training or what have you fed to the public, the Congress, as from the moon. I've heard that there are some discrepancies with the photographs. I think that can
Well, I've heard of a lot of this stuff here. I've seen the video or rather the motion picture film, 16 millimeter movie, where one of the astronauts is walking past the flag and the flag waves just a little bit and everybody says, see, there's air, it's on a soundstage. But they forget the top little unit on the portable life support system was the ice water sublimator, and it was constantly venting, and that's what hit the flag. Again, besides what you need to realize that a lot of nations are up at the moon now, including nations who do not like us very much, and many of them have imaged the Apollo landing sites. So as far as I'm concerned, that pretty much is a lock on that whole argument. And don't forget that at each of the Apollo landing sites, there is a retroreflector, the laser-ranging retroreflector. It's a set of quartz corner cube prisms, very precisely made, that you can bounce a laser beam off from here on Earth. It hits the retroreflector on the moon, comes back to Earth for very precise distance measurements. And when the Mythbusters took on this myth of the Apollo landings being faked, they went to an observatory and duplicated that experiment. And by the way, I did that experiment myself when I worked at the Table Mountain Observatory many, 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 many years ago.
Okay. All right. I'm going to email you with a thing that I have on the reason the moon is in a phased orbit where one side always faces the Earth.
Yes, because it's lopsided.
Well, they crash landed a booster on it. They seismographs, they discovered that it was hollow.
No. There was seismographic data that, when the lunar module took off from the moon and carried the astronauts back up to the command module, once it was empty, they intentionally crashed the lunar module ascent stage back onto the moon in order to generate signals for the seismographs left at the Apollo landing sites to pick up. And no, the moon is not hollow.
Well, that's what I saw.
Well, if the moon was hollow, it wouldn't even have the 1/6 gravity that we see on its surface. It would be much, much less than that. You know, you could jump your way into lunar orbit if that were the case.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Okay, the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Speaking of astronomy and getting into some science news for everybody, if you have a telescope here, Mars has reached its closest point to Earth in the last 17 years. Now, it does this every 2 years, but not every close approach is equal. The distances can vary by millions of miles, but this time, Mars will come 38.6 million miles from Earth, which means if you have a decent telescope, you're going to be able to take a really, really good look at it. And this is the closest approach since 2003, when Mars was 34 million miles away, the closest in 60,000 years. It won't be that close again until the year 2287. And I'm going to go out and look at Mars tonight because I don't think I'm going to be around in 2287 here. Okay, and we have meteorites here. The Orionids are this month, so you might want to keep an eye on that. All right, getting on over to plug-in hybrid vehicles. Now, hybrid cars are, you know, cars that have both electric and gasoline motors, and the gasoline generator to charge the batteries for the electric motors. And these vehicles are powered by this electric motor using a battery that is recharged by being plugged in or via the onboard gasoline or diesel engine. And they account for 3% of new car sales. And they're sold on this idea that they're environmentally clean and they're good for the environment and so forth and so on. But analysis from pressure groups Transport and Environment and Greenpeace suggests they emit an average of 120 grams of carbon dioxide per kilometer. Now, this compares with the 44 grams per kilometer in official laboratory tests. Remember the scandal a while back when Volkswagen altered the software in the car to get mileage numbers that were more suitable to politicians? This looks like to be a repeat of the same thing. Okay, now, according to scientists at MIT, and a startup that was spun out of MIT, they're saying that nuclear fusion could be closer than previously thought. They're currently working on a nuclear fusion experiment, and they're saying they're confident they're going to create a hot burning plasma that will produce more energy than consumed to generate the fusion reaction. So this would be great if it happens. It would be cheap electricity, zero emission, no toxic leftover nuclear waste to have to worry about. And I know they've made great strides in China. They achieved break-even on one of their experimental reactors. We know that Russia made some progress with the tokamaks, but being able to actually bring this down to an industrial level and make it usable for the power utilities, that would be absolutely amazing. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. Now, back in 2017, South Korea's President Moon Jae-in initiated his plan to phase out nuclear power and halt all reactor construction projects in the country connected to the power grid. But apparently this did not affect South Korea's commercial nuclear development industry. And apparently South Korean-built key nuclear components will be used in the United States as part of efforts to introduce further safeguards at U.S. facilities. The cutting-edge new miniature design was previously described in Forbes as a reactor that doesn't need the complex backup power systems that traditional reactors require and which won't melt down or otherwise cause any of the nightmares people think about when imagining the worst for nuclear power. It sounds to me like it's a radioisotope thermoelectric generator, which is a safe form of nuclear power. Over in Japan, several of the large conglomerates there are now making these. It's not something everybody can buy, but they're ideal for remote locations where you don't want to be constantly supplying gasoline for generators like Arctic or Antarctic outposts and things like that. But they do exist and they are available, and you have to go through a whole licensing process to have and use one. But they really are ideal, and RTGs are very safe. They don't melt down. They just sit there and they just decay, and the radioisotope decay produces heat. Thermocouples transfer that heat into electricity. Same system that was used on Viking, Curiosity, and I presume Perseverance here. Okay, China is spending $3.3 billion on molten salt nuclear reactors for faster aircraft carriers and in flying drones. Now, what they're talking about here is the primary coolant loop. In most reactors, it's water, it's under pressure, it's sealed off, but there's a limit to how much heat it can carry. And the molten salt, on the other hand, can carry more heat. And molten salt reactors produce 1/1000th of the radioactive waste of current nuclear reactors because of the deep burn in the core, more complete conversion of the nuclear fuel. And molten salt reactors can have designs that are proof against meltdowns. The Chinese reactors could use thorium. China has some of the world's largest reserves of thorium metal. So they're making some huge progress there. Now, there is a downside to molten salt reactors, just like there was a downside to the sodium reactor. If they do shut down, that primary loop solidifies, and there's no way to get it going again. And the Russian Navy discovered that one the hard way, as it were. Okay, we mentioned this yesterday. China became the first nation to grow something on the moon, in this case, cotton. And it grew 2 leaves before it died of the cold. But way to go, China. All righty. Well, there's the end of our show here. Stay tuned for John Scott Miller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting on social media. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need new equipment to keep doing what we're doing. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015.
switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.